Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Bava Basra 132, and the Gemara cites a brice on today's Daf Yomi that relates to the laws of a ketubah, and in this context the Gemara cites a position of a sage who is known as Rabbi Yehuda HaNachtom, and we're going to get to Rabbi Yehuda HaNachtom in a few moments, but a very, very powerful and important story about him. So the Gemara's brice, as a background, we know that when a man marries a woman, he is required to give this woman a ketubah, and a ketubah is a bond that basically states that all the property that the man promises to his bride in the event of his death or in the event of a divorce, all the property that he has is mortgaged to the ketubah, and the woman gets paid first. So says our braisa, hakosev peros nechasev. So if a person writes a contract that he is giving his wife fruits, and he's giving his wife something that grows in a field as a gift, he's giving that to his wife, then the law is, when he dies, gova ksuvasa min hakarka, that when he dies, she still collects from her property. And don't think that by getting these fruits, she has waived her rights to her ksuva, that even though she has gotten these fruits, she still is entitled to her ksuva. And even if he gave her as a gift, even if he promised her as a gift, actual land, lamechta, lashlisha, revia, that actual land that's much more than just the fruits, still we say, gova ksuvasa min ashar. She collects her ksuva from the rest of the value. So basically, at this point, we're saying that even though the husband is giving her a gift, we don't say that by accepting that gift, she has waived her ksuva. She's entitled to both that gift and to supplement the value from that gift to the ksuba. That is what she is entitled to. However, says the Braisa, Kosef kol nechasev leishto yatza alav shtarchov. Let's say the husband writes, he says, I'm giving all of my property to my wife, and indeed, then he's allowed to do that. However, yatz alav shtar chov, somebody comes along with a note against the husband's property, and he says, before he wrote this as a gift of all of his property to his wife, I had a note on his property, and I have a debt that I can collect from the property. So therefore, he wants to claim this property. Rabbi Lazar is of the position, Tikra matnasa v'tamoda ksuvasa. Rabbi Lezer says that what we do under these circumstances is we rip up the promise that he's going to give her all of his property as a gift. That is ripped up, and we go back to her ksuba, and so therefore, even though this man who comes forward with a note on the property which precedes the gift, the ksuba preceded that note, and so she's still entitled to make the claim and to take possession of the property via the ksuba. Even though she loses the full gift, she still retains her ksuba. And so we say that she has, by accepting this whole property as a gift, she has now waived her rights to the ksuba. Comes along the Chachamim and they disagree. Chachamim say, Tikra ksuvasa v'tamod al matnasa v'nimtze karachas mikan u'mikan. The Chachamim say she's actually really in a lot of trouble. She loses her ksuba. Why is her ksuba ripped up? Because by accepting all of the property as a gift, she has waived her rights to her ksuba. It's as though she's waived the ksuba. And now comes along this person and she has all the property as a gift. But this person has a note on the husband's property, and he can claim the property, and he says the property is mine. So the woman has lost her ksuva by accepting the property as a gift. That is the position of the Chachamim. Rebbe Lezer had said she maintained her ksuva, but the Chachamim say she loses it. Comes along the Braisa, and it cites another opinion, which is almost superfluous, because it basically reinforces the Chachamim's position. Comes along the Braisa and says, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom. Nachtom literally means a baker. And he says, Ma'isav ira davar b'bas achosi kala. He says there's an incident, and this thing happened to Bas Achosi Kala. There's two opinions about this. Rashbam says it means his daughter-in-law. Another approach is that it means his sister's, the daughter of his sister who was a bride. Uba Ma'isul of Nechachamim, and the matter came before the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, Tikra ksuvasa v'tamod al matnasa nimseis karachas mikan u'mikan. And the Chachamim there ruled like the position of the Chachamim that we just cited, which is that she loses both her ksuba and her gift, because she has waived the rights to ksuba by accepting the gift. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom? He's a person who's cited just a few places in Shas, and one of these places is our Braisa, obviously. So, according to most opinions, the Kafter B'Farach brings the fact that he was a baker, but there's another position in the Midrash Shir Hashirim which says that he was called Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom because he made the Torah sweet like bread. According to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Kolonius of Shapira of Spires in the Middle Ages, in his work, in his 12th century work, Erechei Tanoim V'Amorayim, under the name Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom, he writes that there were two Tanoim by this name, one who was later and one who was earlier. And some want to say that the earlier one is the one cited here because that's why he was cited before the Chachamim, to say the Chachamim ruled like him. And he argued with Rabbi Lezer right at the very beginning. And why is he so well known? Because there's a midrash about him that the Yalkut Shimoni writes that he was one of the 10 martyrs. And in the Yerushalmi to Rosh Hashanah, also it states Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom is the same one who was cited. He was cited about a very famous story. And the story appears also in the Tosfos to Chagiga, that there was the great Elisha, Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom was so great, he was such a great Torah scholar. But then he was martyred, and he and Elisha ben Avua saw a dog tearing out the tongue from Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom's mouth and dragging it. And that's what caused Elisha ben Avua to leave the faith and become Acher, and become somebody else, because of this great holy man who was martyred.